Get ready to immerse yourself in a world of vision, inspiration, belonging, and empowerment. Brought to you by Naturals To Go, the Vibecast is your gateway to realizing your entrepreneurial dreams. In each episode, we're here to ignite your entrepreneurial spirit, offering you the tools and insights you need to turn your dreams into reality. We're all about fostering a powerful vision, sparking inspiration, nurturing a sense of belonging, and providing the empowerment you need to thrive. So sit back, relax, and get ready to dive into the vibe. It's time to take your entrepreneurial journey to the next level. Thank you for joining us, and let's start living the vibe.
Hey, folks, welcome to the Vibecast. We keep Linda Bias Jetterson. I am your host today, and we're looking forward to a great show today, great topic. We're talking about the vending business, and I recently found some stats that you might be interested in. Let me read some of those cities. It says that the vending machine business is a rapidly growing sector. In the U.S., there are more than 5 million, that's crazy to think, there's 5 million vending machines generating an annual revenue of approximately, you've got to want to hear this, $8 billion from sales of snacks, beverages, healthful options, and other items. The average product, you're not going to believe it, the average product markup ranges from 50 to 100%. That's what we're going to be talking about today with Patrick McGinty. Patrick is a certified franchise consultant, and he is the founder of Brand Yee. So, Patrick, thanks so much for taking time on your vision, David, with us.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you, Linda, for having me. I'm excited to share my story and talk vending. I love talking vending. So any chance I have the opportunity to talk about the subject, I definitely will dive in. So it's exciting to be here.
Yeah. So, you know, when I read the report, I think it's kind of staggering to think that this is an industry, this is a sector, a business sector that a lot of people don't take into consideration as being a viable and money maker. So before we get started on that aspect, tell me a little bit about your journey and why you're so passionate about vending.
Yeah, absolutely. So I found success early in my career in the vending industry. I had the opportunity to operate a vending company at its peak with 2,000 vending machines and over 400 plus accounts. And that was throughout Northern Ohio. I did that for about 8 years. So vending is something that I'm extremely passionate about, that I know very well. I know other people have experienced success. I know what the vending industry can entail. So vending has been a big part of my career. And now, even so, as a franchise consultant, advising people to take advantage of the Naturals To Go opportunity is a big part of my day as well. So vending is just in my blood. I eat, sleep, and breathe it.
So let's back up just a little bit. You kind of bringing up there with 8,000 vending machines. Patrick, tell me, how did that happen? How did you grow to their 15,000 machines?
Well, it started with one account, two machines, and then it grew from there. So what I realized very early on is if you sometimes people think that just providing a vending machine and filling it nonchalantly periodically is kind of like a part-time or a side hobby, mm-hmm. or treat it as a hobby. When I realized that when you take this business very seriously and understand that people actually rely on vending mm-hmm. service for a lot of different reasons, when I began to take it seriously and really treat it as a business and really spend as much time working in my business and on my business. So the ability to really just focus and scale with the simple proven concept, it's remarkable. It's so easy to grow this business when you essentially become a reputable supplier in the marketplace by simply giving people what they want in clean, state-of-the-art vending machines.
So when you say that it's easy to grow your business as if you're a reputable vending machine owner, does that mean that after a while, there is if people start paying you wanting their machine in your building?
Exactly. So what will happen is when you become a relied upon supplier in the market, like I was, you'll begin to start getting referrals. So imagine your contact person, people move jobs. So imagine your contact person at your location moves to another company and they want to bring you with them because you provided such good service at the last company. So people move jobs and you can move with them and expand your business. So when they see you as a trusted, relied upon supplier, your business just kind of grows organically. And then, of course, with the proven marketing campaign as well, your business can scale pretty quickly as well.
I don't understand what you mean by a proven marketing campaign. What are your efforts to get out into the community?
Yeah, absolutely. So marketing and sales is a passion of mine as well, in addition to entrepreneurship. So when I tell people I was in the vending business, I was actually in the sales and marketing business and vending at the same time. So I took that very seriously. So the ability to get out into the community, attending networking events, attending Chamber of Commerce events, cold calling, developing a web presence, developing print brochures and things like that, and really marketing your business and taking it to the next level will help you grow substantially as well. So it's, you could kind of...
So Patrick, what you're starting to mean is a true business model, a true entrepreneur. What are the things sometimes happen? Correct me if I'm wrong. What are the sometimes happening here that maybe someone gets into the vendor business with a business model and then seeing that their business is filling them? It's so much more than that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty dynamic or robust. It's there's a lot of moving components. So obviously filling the vending machines, keeping them stocked is one thing, but then improving your business, growing your sales, marketing your business, it's very multifaceted. So obviously the main thing to do is fill your vending machines, keep them full, keep them clean, keep them working. But there's, if you really want to take your business to the next level, there's opportunity to do so by working on your business rather than in your business.
You know, Patrick, the thing that start a scalable business. I think a lot of other business models that it takes a lot to grow that model, especially if you've got a brick and mortar.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing, like, so much more fluid or easier to scale, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. So unlike a brick and mortar where you're anchored into a specific location, with vending machines, there's always an opportunity to improve your business without necessarily buying more vending machines. For example, if you have an underperforming location, you could simply secure a different location and move that machine to a new location and grow your gross sales that way. So you can continue to grow your business, not necessarily by scaling, but by really fine-tuning and tweaking it. So a saying that I like to say is you're married to the vending machine, but you're really dating the location. So the opportunity to move the machine and improve your gross sales and really work on your business is always there.
Oh, Patrick, I love that. You're married to the vending machine, but you're dating the location. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things to consider when entering the vending business, is there's always an opportunity to improve your route, to increase gross sales, and really scale your business just by relocating the machine, underperforming machine. So in addition to growing your business by adding more machines, you could fine tune the route as well.
I love that. I love that concept. It's just staying in touch with your business and the performance, once mm-hmm. you would anything else, right?
Yeah, what's truly unique about Naturals To Go and why I recommend it to a lot of my clients is the fact that it's very technology driven. So you have access to real time data with these state of the art vending machines that allows you to make real time decisions. Mm-hmm. So you're not waiting and playing the guessing game and hoping, and you're able to utilize real time data and make a decision quickly that can benefit your business. And that goes back to working on your business rather than in your business.
Yeah, I love that. I absolutely love that. So, Patrick, do you still own your vending machines? Are you still in that side of the business?
No, so I'm no longer a vending operator. My company was sold to a publicly traded company about 7 or 8 years ago. So it's been a little bit since I've been an actual operator of vending machines. And what surprised me most is how much things have changed, you know, with the advancements in technology, the cashless options. So I stay up to date on the industry. So it's a little different than when I was operating machines, but it's incredible. I used to lay in bed at night and dream of the technology that's now available on vending machines. It's and again, that access to information to make those decisions in real time is priceless.
Wow, exactly. So today you're a certified franchise consultant. And so why did you decide to take that route? Why did you decide to get on the other side, so to speak, of that transaction?
Yeah, absolutely. So the reason I'm a certified franchise consultant and I founded my company, FranView, is I am very passionate about entrepreneurship. And when I was researching different industries, I came across the franchising industry or business opportunity space. And I started to realize that the franchising and the business opportunity space, you simply take a proven concept, apply effort, and it results in, you know, being successful. And so you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to start from scratch. So I started to realize that there's a tremendous value to operating a franchise or a business opportunity. And rather than starting on your own and doing everything by yourself, there's that proven support system and things along those lines. So I wanted to help entrepreneurs become business owners through franchise ownership and business opportunity ownership, and just kind of help them grow and achieve what their goals are. And I wanted to have conversations daily that were very positive. So obviously there's some tough conversations in the industry, but the majority of the day is spent in a very positive, radiating positivity mindset and helping people achieve their goals. So whatever their goals may be, you know, we work together to help them accomplish them.
So when you're talking to a potential, or you're talking to a client, when you happen to mention vending, is that a surprise to them, or is it something that they actually associate looking for that opportunity?
So it's a variety of different. So I present the Naturals to Go opportunity to every single one of my clients. And it's kind of oftentimes the bonus opportunity or kind of hidden gem, if you will. So everybody's really familiar with vending machines. They've used vending machines throughout their day, but not many people have often considered a vending business. So when you share some of the benefits associated with owning a vending business, like the flexibility, minimal employees, gives you a lot more. You could start as a side hustle and grow your business organically. There's a lot of benefits that fit into people's lifestyle that the vending industry can offer. So and I know personally that you can achieve success in the vending business, and owning vending machines changed my life basically. So I think that I have a responsibility, if you will, to share this opportunity with anybody that I touch base with.
Certainly. And, you know, when you're working with someone, Patrick, do you think that there is a certain personality or someone with certain characteristics or a certain background that gravitates to the vending machine business? Or do you see that people from all walks of life?
Right. Yeah, that's a great question. So what I've noticed is I have clients from all walks of life, people that are in the corporate America, C-suite executives that are in leadership positions in corporate America. I have a lot of people in business development roles, people in standard jobs that are looking to just transition, teachers, standard employees. So there's a wide range of people that are interested in the vending business, but it is the perfect opportunity for somebody that's looking for freedom and flexibility and really a low maintenance business, if you will. Obviously, you have to fill the machines and things like that, but your machines are essentially your employees. So it's really easier, and especially with the technology, very easy to manage.
Now, you mentioned before that technology has changed a lot since you had your machine.
Yeah.
So what is it about what Natural Eco provides and the equipment and the machines that they provide that you feel that or the one that you want to be that or be that to all of your candidates? Why didn't you choose Natural Eco?
Yeah, absolutely. So the ability to utilize technology. So imagine being in front of the vending machine without being there, access to real-time data to be able to make quick business decisions, the ability to operate, you know, in a semi-absentee role where your machines are your employees. So there's just so many different benefits. And then also with that technology, you don't necessarily have to have these rolling type warehouses that hold all your inventory. You can do what's called pre-kitting and only bring to the machine exactly what it needs. So all of the challenges that used to be associated with vending have been resolved with Natural Eco's state-of-the-art technology. It allows you, like I said, to be in front of the machine without being there. So you can dial into the machine. You have access to what your numbers are doing. You can make decisions quickly, and you could bring to the machine exactly what it needs. So it offers you a lot of freedom and flexibility, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Very great. And I'm sure it sounds like you have played candidates with Natural Eco. And I was just wondering, have you heard back from them to get the feedback from either claim or the support that they've been receiving?
Yeah, absolutely. So last year was a big year for FranView and Natural Eco. We did over 36 placements with Natural Eco. So 36 entrepreneurs took advantage of the Natural Eco opportunity through FranView. So that's a big number. And I've started to hear people's success stories. And I've started to see people reordering machines as the business has grown. So last year was a little bit of a late start for us. So we've started to hear some feedback as the machines are getting placed. But one of the things that surprises me most is when I get notified that one of my clients is growing. You know, that they've reordered a machine and that they're and how they located it. So that's the best part, is to see the last candidate reordered the machine and they were able to get the location themselves. So that goes back to servicing the account properly and positioning yourself for referrals. So that's exciting. So I've been hearing a lot of great things and positive feedback, just as I knew I would.
So they haven't even had their booking for a year and they're already growing their business.
Exactly. It's really, and that's what it goes back to why I love being a franchise consultant. It's very positive. It's this person, you know, saw the value in the Natural Eco opportunity, took advantage of all the resources, went through the intense training program. I've even sat through the training program and learned some things. And really took the foundation that Natural Eco provides them and really is growing their business. And again, everybody's success story is differently. Maybe somebody's success story is 20 machines, or maybe somebody's success story is 100 machines. So that's what I enjoy most about vending, is you could really define exactly what success means to you.
So that has to be so rewarding for you at the end of the day to know that you help people to become entrepreneurs, those that would have never considered that before had a 9-to-5 job. Or maybe it was an idiot that 7-to-7 job.
Yeah.
And there are no more 9-to-5 jobs anymore, are there?
No, not at all. So one of the things is, if you could do it for somebody else, you could certainly do it for yourself. So helping people understand that there's a support system that comes along with Natural Eco to take your opportunity to the next level. You're not just out there fending for yourself, if you will. You're taking a proven system and dedicated resources to be able to transition into entrepreneurship.
You know, Patrick, you've been on the Venmo making their business for many years. And like you said, you have seen changes. What do you see the future of Venmo look like?
That's a great question. There's a lot of advances, and Naturalist to Go is ahead of the curve on a lot of the technology. So there's redefining the break room, if you will, in the workplace. So it's really customizing the break room to what the individual location needs. And that could be a vending machine only. That could be adding coffee service, could be adding water cooler, bottleless water coolers. So I think the future for the vending business is really becoming a full circle or all-in operator where you utilize vending as a way to get your foot in the door, but then you could also evolve your business and grow your business by offering coffee service and all the additional products that go into the break room. So becoming a really looking at it as a full service provider rather than just operating vending machines. I think that's the future for the industry, and I think it's the future for Naturalist to Go operators.
So to a degree, yeah, we were talking about one way to grow their business is certainly find other locations, that it sounds to me like they can grow their business with the existing customer offering additional service.
Exactly. So Naturalist to Go has a great coffee machines that are coming out that are in market. Naturalist to Go is a resource for all of what they consider office coffee equipment. So traditional coffee brewers, single cup brewers, Keurigs. Those resources are all available through Naturalist to Go. So as you identify these opportunities, you have this one-stop supplier that can provide you with the equipment and then support you. Linda, the one thing I want to touch on briefly is any distributor can get anybody into the vending business. Anybody can back a truckload of machines up to your door, drop them off and say, congratulations, you're in the vending business. But really what separates Naturalist to Go and why it's so valuable is that after the sale support. So the in-house technical support, the revolutionary equipment, the fact that they're there to help you grow with adding additional equipment and things like that. So having a relied upon partner really is really important to as your business starts with vending and potentially evolves, Naturalist to Go is there with you.
And, you know, that's important for the person that may be listening and maybe they've had a corporate job their whole life and they're not familiar with owning their own business. So it's important to have that partner, as you said.
Yeah, absolutely.
As they step out into unknown territory for themselves.
Yeah, it's a big leap. And one of the things I assure my clients is Naturalist to Go has the resources to bridge the gap, if you will, to get you to where you want to be. And then your business will evolve and you may not be as reliant on the support because you know the ropes now, but it's always going to be there. So, you know, the mission is to get you to where you want to be and support you throughout the journey. So,
well, that's perfect. Patrick, we're coming down to the end of the show today. If you're something that if someone's listening and they see they got a little bit of information about it, what would be some information? What would you like to share with them before we put the show out today?
Yes. So anybody that's researching the vending industry in any capacity, I recommend at least take the time to really dive into the Naturalist to Go program. And what I mean by that, it's Naturalist to Go has an incredible system that you'll be provided with all of the resources necessary to really make a decision. So the terms and conditions, access to existing operators to make your discovery calls, you'll just be kind of put on information overload. So whether, and I highly recommend anybody that's considering investing in the industry in any capacity, at least takes the time to thoroughly research the opportunity and take the time to make the calls and talk to the other operators, review the terms and conditions, and really understand that there's a reason why Naturalist to Go has over 1,200 owner operators currently operating. It's a proven system, and with all the information provided to you, you could really determine if it's the right fit for you. So that's my recommendation. So anybody that's considering investing in the vending industry, highly recommend they review all of the resources from Naturalist to Go.
Patrick, again, thanks so much for sharing your story with us and hearing how that story has helped you and helping others
because
of their own business. So I appreciate you taking time out of your day to share that with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Very exciting. Like I said, I love talking vending. So anytime I have the opportunity to do so, I'll definitely
love that. Yep. And folks, if you're not following Patrick on LinkedIn or any of the other social media platforms, be sure to do so. So I always leave you with a quote. And so this is one by Richard Branson. I'm going to read it for you. Building a business is knowing how to do something. Being proud to create something that will make a real difference in other people's lives is the purpose. That's exactly what Patrick is doing. He is helping people to create something that's going to make a difference in their lives. So thanks so much for joining us today on By the Path. And as I always say, until we see you next time, be sure to go out and live the vibe.
That's a wrap for this episode of The Vibecast. We hope you've been inspired and empowered on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us on all your favorite platforms to stay connected with the Vibe community. Until next time, keep nurturing that strong vision, fueling your inspiration, and embracing a sense of belonging and empowerment. Your dreams are within reach, so keep living the vibe.